Another issue facing the NFL is the question of whether it's at all responsible for the suicide of former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez or for any of the crimes Hernandez was accused of committing. Boston University researchers have concluded Hernandez suffered from a severe form of brain disorder called CTE. The league says it will defend itself against a lawsuit filed by the Hernandez family. The revelation has left Cognoscenti commentator Steve Almond reviewing responsibility.
Nobody can say for sure how much football is to blame for the damage done to Aaron Hernandez's brain. Hernandez joins Junior Seau, Andre Waters, and Javon Belcher in the grisly and growing fraternity of former NFL players turned CTE suicides. Before this news, football fans tended to regard Hernandez as a kind of unfortunate outlier, a bad seed who brought dishonor to the sport. Now the question becomes, to what extent did the sport dishonor Hernandez? Sure, football made him a star and a rich man, but it may well have played a role in amping up his murderous temper. In cheering for his remarkable feats on the gridiron, were fans also complicit in his grisly actions off it? These are uncomfortable questions, especially here in football-crazed New England, where we like to keep the focus on the spectacle and drama of the sport, on handsome Tom Brady and brainy Bill Belichick and all those Super Bowl trophies. But the lawsuit Hernandez's attorneys are filing against the NFL and the Patriots will make it that much harder for us to ignore the medical and ethical costs of football. You can surely expect that the Hernandez legal team will seek testimony from former Patriots such as Ted Johnson, one of the few players to speak candidly about the brutal realities of the Patriot way. The atmosphere he describes is one in which players routinely place pride and job security over self-protection. But the problem isn't any one coach or team. It's the simple fact that fans continue to embrace the game, knowing full well that many of their heroes will wind up with brain damage. Aaron Hernandez led a life on Earth that was profoundly destructive, perhaps even worthy of damnation. But the stunning news regarding the state of his brain complicates his story, just as it should complicate our moral relationship to football. His death may yet serve a greater good.
Steve Almond is the author of the book Against Football, One Fan's Reluctant Manifesto. He's also the host of the Dear Sugar podcast and a contributor to WBUR's ideas and opinion page, Cognoscenti. Find his essay and many more at WBUR.org.